This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 28th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, ideal for enjoying the outdoors. Tel Aviv is basking in sunshine, while Jerusalem enjoys clear skies. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the sun. As night falls, expect a mild and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, despite a ceasefire on paper, fighting continues in southern Lebanon with explosions of Hezbollah tunnels and drone launches towards IDF forces. Also from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, dozens of Haredim broke into the home of the military police commander in Ashkelon as protests continue. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the IDF destroyed the largest Hezbollah tunnel found so far in southern Lebanon, impacting communities across the Galilee and Golan. Separately, I-24 News informs us that the president's office has invited parties for talks to explore plea deal options in the Netanyahu case. And finally, from the Forward, earlier today, Ukraine threatens sanctions against Israel for allegedly buying grain stolen by Russia from occupied Ukrainian territory. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Bermawi, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago highlighting the complex alliances in Lebanon involving Christians, Muslims, and Hezbollah. From I24News_EN, posting earlier today, we learn more about the Israeli president's office inviting parties in Netanyahu cases for talks on potential plea deals. Turning to our main stories now, starting with the ongoing conflict in southern Lebanon. Despite a paper ceasefire, Israel Hayom reports that fighting persists. The IDF continues to target Hezbollah tunnels and drones launched towards Israeli forces. U.S. pressures Israel to avoid escalation. The situation remains volatile, affecting security and stability in the region. Meanwhile, the home intrusion in Ashkelon. According to Israel Hayom, dozens of Haredim breached the property of the military police commander. This comes hours after protests erupted in Jerusalem and the center. The incident highlights the tensions between ultra-Orthodox communities and the military establishment, raising security concerns. Turning to the north, Ynet reveals that the IDF has destroyed the largest Hezbollah tunnel found so far near Kantara. The destruction sent echoes throughout the region. This action underscores ongoing military efforts to counter Hezbollah threats. Northern communities remain on alert as tensions heighten. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports that the president's office is initiating talks to explore plea deal options in the Netanyahu case. These discussions involve several political parties. The move is part of efforts to resolve the legal challenges facing the former prime minister. The outcome could impact Israel's political landscape. Finally, Ukraine's threat of sanctions against Israel, as reported by The Forward, stems from allegations of Israel buying grain stolen by Russia. Ukrainian President Zelensky accuses Israel of complicity. If relations sour, it could affect Israel's diplomatic ties with Ukraine and the broader international community. Turning to business and markets. First, from Globes, Quantum Art extends its Series A financing to $140 million. This funding will accelerate the development of its commercial-scale quantum computing system. The investment signals strong interest in Israel's tech innovation. Separately, CTEC reports on the UAE's economic challenges amid war with Iran. Despite being asset-rich, liquidity vulnerabilities emerge. The situation reveals limits in the UAE's economic model, impacting regional economic dynamics. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Elon Musk is set to receive a historic $10 billion bonus. He gains the right to pay $23.34 for Tesla shares valued at $380. This development highlights the financial success and challenges of Musk's ventures, with implications for investors and markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.